They all kept bulls in those days. And, you know, it was a real hard thing to get them to start using good bulls. Artificial breeding was there. It was working. And they didn't want to. A lot of them just wanted to keep their bulls. Had one lady in Pownell. She called me up. Her husband was about 80, and she was about 50. And they had a son. She had a son. He just died a while back. And she said, John, she said, her husband's name was John. He says, you know, John's out there running around with that two-year-old bull out there, and he's 80 years old. He just can't get out of the way. That bull's going to kill him. Would you come down here and tell him about artificial breeding? So I said, yeah, I'll be down. So I went down, I talked with him, and he was willing to talk. He sat and listened. And then he listed all the reasons why artificial breeding wouldn't work. Which none of them were very valid. But the best one of all was, it ain't fair to the cow. And I can still remember that. And finally, the bull did hurt him a little bit. And from then on, he was a great help in that area for artificial breeding. He was telling all the other farmers and his relatives who were farming around him, Oh, this is wonderful. Have a marshal come down and breed those cows. You might fool around with that bull, and you're getting some good animals out of it. And he was a great help once he made that change. But it took a bull to do it, and knock him around a little.